Hello, my name is Paul Harvey and I am a midlife coach, and you are listening to a Life, Passion and Business shortcast. Now, over the last few years, I have spoken to hundreds of people and I've discovered that our story is everything, because what we do, feel or experience is based on the stories that we tell ourselves. This shortcast is a bite-sized episode to explore the ingredients of a good life. We bring out the thoughts, tips and tools so you can try them on for size. So let's explore and see what is possible. Hello and welcome to Reflection. And the topic today is inspiration, a pocket full of inspiration. How do you get inspired? What is it that you need or use to pull you out of a hole? How do you feel good about life, about things around you? What is it that uplifts your mood? You see, no matter how positive we are in life, there will be times when we are into a low mood or when some things are happening around us that just makes us feel a bit crap. What is it that pulls you out of it? How do you do this for yourself? I notice there are times when I might get up in the morning and it's a running day and I will put clothes on to go for a run. And for some reason, I'm feeling sluggish or resistant to going out. And so I'll spend time on my phone. I'll do all sorts of things to procrastinate getting out the door. And even when I do get out the door, I will struggle to get moving. And I found the solution to me to do this was Spotify and finding a variety of running tracks. And there are particular combinations of running tracks that I can use. And absolutely, it's almost like flicking a switch. I can start moving off and run and I can be satisfied. And then, and within about 20 minutes, sometimes I even turn the running track off because I'm so into running, I actually quite like listening to the outside world around me. There is something about life with music. I mean, it's a powerful tool for uplifting to us. And it's any wonder where, you know, I do wonder where our current generation will be without music, because I know from my son, he lives with a soundtrack on totally. His life is completely run to music. Thankfully, he does use induction headphones, so hopefully he's not doing too much damage. I think we've become so accustomed to being uplifted, watching films and movies where there is a soundtrack. Putting that soundtrack into our life kind of makes us feel like we're in a film. And that's what it's for me. It makes me feel like I'm in a movie in some way. And so I think that's why the soundtrack thing works for me. But music generally can be very uplifting. If that works for you, have you set up a range of playlists on your favorite music app so that you do have something in your pocket should you need an uplifting song to inspire you? What else is a possibility for uplifting you? Now, here's the point about this. Although the music is uplifting, it's not the music that's doing it. It's something that we are doing in response to the music. So what this means is that although we are using an external cue to shift our mood, we're actually doing it for ourselves. Because there's nothing physical in this. It's the same when you get to meet an inspiring person. Something the person says inspires you. But what is it about what they said that was the cause of the inspiration? I think I'm going to mention this before in the podcast, and it's a general kind of exploration for me. You know, we all hear things from various people. For example, we hear things from our parents or from significant people in our lives that we choose to ignore. And then we hear them from someone else in our life who we hold in greater esteem than our parent or the people we choose to ignore, and we accept the same information and do something with that information. That is a state of mind. That is us making a value choice based on who told us about something. But back to this inspiration question. We all need to find solutions for ourselves that uplift us. And what I'm encouraging you to do today is to start making a list of where you find your inspiration. Start keeping a track of what's inspiring for you. If it is particular songs, if it is particular pieces of text, if it is particular poems. There's a piece of writing that I always find inspiring when I read it, which is the Desiderata, hard to say. It was written by Max Ehrman, I believe. And it's this kind of Go placidly amidst the noise and haste, it starts. I'll put it in the show notes. But it's a piece of writing that talks about how to live life well. And I find it very inspiring. In fact, it's so inspiring, I think I've asked it to be read at my funeral. Another conversation, maybe. But, you know, that we all need to look for things that inspire us. Now, the reason for doing this is that if you've got a list, a number of things that you know are uplifting around you, and you start collecting uplifting things, they're there when you need them. And that's the point. It's there when you need it. You know, for some people, it can be the vision board. It can be that idea of looking at this future plan that you have for yourself where life is going to be so special. That can be enough to uplift. But it also can just be a piece of writing by someone or a video by someone. I mean, one of the basics of the podcast is that we use stories of people who have been on journeys, because those stories carry inspiration for different people. I mean, it depends on how many of the shows you've listened to, but there's such a variety of conversations that go on this podcast. And some of those conversations will leave you cold, I'm sure. And other ones will go, wow, that was an amazing conversation. And I've learnt over the years of doing this not to judge any conversation that I have with someone, because I don't know what inspires other people. At the end of the day, we choose to be inspired. We make a choice. The same way we choose to allow circumstances and things around us to put us into a low mood, to be upset about something, to live in fear of something, we make the choice around that. Often it's because we're projecting forward or projecting back. It's because we're not sitting in this moment. But we make the choice. And it's when we listen to something that's inspiring, or we read something that's inspiring, we can see that it can knock us off our poor mood. In that moment, we allow ourselves to see what's needed to put ourselves back on the right track. Now, what's this going to look like, this inspiration? Well, it's entirely up to you. For me, it tends to be, I've got a range of go-to books that I pick up. I've got a range of go-to people I like to listen to. Alan Watts, I love his voice. So I listen to some of the things he has to say. Eckhart Tolle is another one. There are loads of people who are in this space that I enjoy listening to. It might be a podcast. There are a number of podcasts that I listen to that will allow me to just break where I am, break where I'm at, and allow me to just be in that conversation. Another option, which I think is actually very powerful, is when do you see yourself as inspiring yourself? When did you feel inspired by what you did? And that's a little bit egoish, but that's fine. Because at the end of the day, when we can be inspired by ourselves, by our own wisdom, when we can appreciate ourselves as our own hero, we don't necessarily need the outside input. An amazing tool for inspiration is positive feedback. There was a workshop that I was involved in many years ago, which would create an exercise where everybody gave feedback in this workshop. And the majority of it was absolute gold and was well worth keeping to just reread at different times, because it would take you right back to that moment in time when you felt good about yourself. If you're in business, you can court and ask for positive feedback, or ask for feedback about what you did. Retain that feedback so you can read it when you need it. Affirmations are very powerful. They can lift us out of a problem. When we are feeling low, repeating something positive to ourselves is a very powerful tool. As always, this stuff is down to you. None of what I say to you, all of it has to be tested and worked by you, because it's your mindset, your life. That's the point about this podcast for me, this conversation, these shortcasts for me. It's an exploration of what works for me and what I've heard works for others. But I can only say what works for me, and you can say what works for you. All I can do is hold a mirror up and say, look, if you have these things in your pocket, if you have a pocket full of inspiration, you are prepared with some tools that you have when you need them. As always, I would love to know how you get on with this stuff, because I think it's valuable, but I'd love to know how you work with it. What inspires you, and what are your tricks and tools that you use for yourself? As always, if you have found this podcast useful, please share it with a friend, because as I said before, that's how people like yourself find good podcasts. And we all need to find inspirational stuff. So if this has helped at all, please share it with other people. And if you can, give us a review or comment on the show, all the better, because that helps us as well. Well, it's inspiring for starters, because I like to read good comments, but it actually helps us with the algorithm, because when we get comments, the algorithm rewards us with more visibility. So if you can help out, all the much appreciated. If you want to explore any of the topics that I cover on this podcast with me in a coaching situation, do check out the website where you can find out the various coaching things. At the moment, I'm very interested in focus coaching, so do check out the links, and that will be in this show notes, so you can find out more about focus coaching and how it could move you forward on any particular project. I'm having a lot of results with that at the moment, so I'm really excited about it. And as always, thank you so much for being on this journey with me, and thank you for your time and attention. I will catch you next time. All the best.